Chapter 4. The First Trial. A few months later, Professor Higgins' mother was sitting in the living room of her house, not too far from Wimpole Street. She was waiting for some guests to arrive. She was surprised when the front door opened and in walked her son. "Henry," she asked, "why on earth are you here? You know that you'll offend all of my friends." "Mother, I have a favor to ask. I have a student, a poor flower girl I picked up off the street. I want to test her, to see her progress. Please help us by making small talk with her." "But why? What are you up to, Henry?" Mrs. Higgins asked. "Don't you worry. Pickering is in it with me. I've a bet on that I'll pass her off as a duchess in 6 months. I started on her some months ago. She's doing very well. I am sure I shall win my bet with ease." Just as Mr. Higgins finished this sentence, the maid walked in and announced that Mrs. Eynsford Hill and her son and daughter had arrived. The guests were followed a minute later by Colonel Pickering and Eliza. As they all walked in, Mr. Higgins recognized the faces of the Eynsford Hill family from that night in Covent Garden, but he didn't say anything. Eliza was dressed beautifully and walked gracefully toward Mrs. Higgins. She greeted her with perfect pronunciation, as Mr. Higgins had taught her. "How do you do, Mrs. Higgins? Mr. Higgins told me I might come." "Quite right. I'm very glad indeed to see you," Mrs. Higgins replied gently. "I've certainly had the pleasure," said Freddie, recognizing her from that wet Friday night. As planned, Eliza engaged with the others in some small talk. While the conversation was about the weather, she passed with flying colors. But then the conversation turned to other matters. Eliza started telling a story about the death of her aunt. "My aunt died of influenza, so they said, but it's my belief my father done the old woman in."
"Done her in?" asked Mrs. Eynsford Hill, confused. "What does that mean?"
"It means to kill," Mr. Higgins told her.
"Yes," continued Eliza. "My father, he kept pouring gin down her throat until she died. He poisoned her."
Eliza continued, and her thick Cockney accent began to take over. Freddie was trying hard to keep from laughing.
"Here, what are you laughing at?" Eliza asked him.
"The new small talk. You do it so awfully well," he replied with a smile.
"If I was doing it proper, what was you laughing at? Have I said anything I oughtn't?"
she asked the others in the room.
"Not at all, Miss Doolittle," offered kind Mrs. Higgins.
"Very well, then, I must go. So pleased to have met you. Goodbye." She shook everyone's hand and then left.
Mrs. Eynsford Hill, feeling shocked at Eliza's small talk, also left. She took her amused son and daughter with her. When they had left, Mrs. Higgins told her son what she thought. "She is not ready yet. Not for a garden party, at least." Then, looking at both men, she added, "You certainly are a pretty pair of babies, playing with your live doll."
"Playing?" replied Mr. Higgins angrily. "It's the hardest job I ever attempted."
"But you have no idea how interesting it is to take a human being and change her into a quite different human being by creating a new speech for her."
"Yes, it's very interesting. Let me assure you, Mrs. Higgins, we take Eliza very seriously. Every week, there is some new change. We keep records of every stage, dozens of recordings and photographs," added Colonel Pickering.
"What? You two are rather stupid," said Mrs. Higgins. "Didn't you two idiots think about what is to be done with her when all of this is over?"
"She can go her own way with all the advantages I have given her, or we can find her some light employment," replied Mr. Higgins. And with that, Colonel Pickering and Mr. Higgins said goodbye and headed out the door. The next day, Eliza continued her lessons with the two men at Wimpole Street. She was feeling upset about her performance the day before. The only time she smiled all day was when Mrs. Pierce brought her a letter from Freddy. Eliza was surprised, and pleased, to read his kind words.